Welcome back to Kate Companion. I am Brittany.
And I'm Rachel.
And we are your hosts. We are a bi-weekly podcast made for fans of K-dramas and K-pop. Each week, we talk about our favorite K-drama actors, the latest K-dramas we are binging, and curating our K-pop playlist. We've watched over 110 K-dramas, so we'll tell you the latest K-content we are trying to keep up with and share recommendations for what we think you should watch next. Be sure to follow us at K Companion Pod on Instagram for even more updates on what we are keeping up with.
So today is our 100th episode.
Wow.
We've done 100 episodes as of today.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy. So we're celebrating this milestone with a little walk down memory lane, and we'll be reviewing Song Joong-ki's most recent movie that dropped on Netflix last week called My Name is Lo Ki-won. So we may share some spoilers about the movie, but overall, we'll just let you know kind of our thoughts and if we'd recommend it. If you are nervous about potential spoilers and haven't watched it yet, we recommend watching this movie before listening to this podcast just to be safe. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, if you want to live on the edge, feel free. So we're celebrating our 100th episode today,
which
is crazy. So we started K-Companion season one started on December 15th of 2021. We had 52 episodes in season one. We did an episode every single week.
Yeah, that's insane.
Which we were going to a lot of concerts and we were going and like just living life.
Different schedules. So it was harder to kind of figure out when we
could. We didn't even work at the same time frames. Yeah. Like you worked nights sometimes. I worked days sometimes. Like it was wild. I don't even know how we did it.
Nope. We were ambitious.
One. And then we started season two on January 19th of 2022. We had 43 episodes in season two. Which, I honestly, it's that tracks. Solid. It's still solid. We only missed a handful. And I think those were just like, oh, we don't have enough time to record right now this week and whatever.
Off on vacation,
going to more concerts or whatever. And then, of course, we started season three on January 11th of this year, 2024. So it's been wild.
Yeah.
We have listeners all across the world, which is crazy to me to think about because we're located in the States. And, you know, we're just
talking about what we're watching. Like,
we're just here to chat about it.
It's nice because I think before, and we had talked about this previously, you know, it kind of was just our own thing, just something we like to watch together and chat about. And it got to a point where we're like, well, we could actually like have a format for these things and like talk about it in a, I don't know, in a more concrete way.
A little community of people who are also talking about them. So if you are one of our followers, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening and thank you for following us on socials. Again, we're at KCompanionPod. If you don't follow us, come join us. It's a little small forum that we have and we're happy about that. So far, over the course of these really two seasons, because we're in season three, but over the course of two seasons, we have highlighted 39 K-dramas, meaning we did either a two-episode test of the K-drama and or a final review of the K-drama after we've watched all the episodes. Mm-hmm. And these are ones that we've specifically watched together. So there are some that, like, you've watched before me or just we watched separately, kind of at the same time. Mm-hmm. That happens too. But 39 of those. And so far, we've reviewed 9 movies.
That's pretty good.
Not including the one we're going to review today. Right. So that's 10. Yeah. 10 on our 100th. So that's good. Which I was a little bit surprised about because movies aren't really something that we gravitate toward. But, like, the movies that, like, Unlocked... Right. Like Ballerina,
The Call.
And I included those like concert movies in that as well because they were, you know, it's not like a K-drama. I don't know. Anyways,
it was like documentary
Jason. Movie, you know. So that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
And over the course, and we've talked about so many other things. So, I mean, over the last two seasons, it's been a lot of K-dramas. That's been fair, right? We've added them to our master list. We started at about, like, I think I was at, like, 50-something K-dramas on my list, and you were at 60. I always have the lower number. And now we're at, I'm at 115, and you're at...
131.
Which is crazy.
Which is nuts.
So, yeah, and unfair. I don't know how to catch up to you. And we keep watching things together at the same time, so it's, like, hard. Yeah. But we invented the two-episode test, which is great, because we don't have enough time to watch everything, right? And... Also, even though we have done the two-episode test, we've also struggled through K-dramas that passed the two-episode test and then started to suck, like, midway through My Demon.
Yeah.
And so, like... That
I think it's also been nice because it's given us, like, I don't know, perspective. Because yeah. I feel like we're, prior to doing two episodes tests, we're like, oh, we'll try, like, we'll continue on, we'll soldier on, when really we don't need to.
We don't need to. Except, and there are better things to watch. If you aren't interested in it, just let it go.
Yeah.
Even though there's lots of hype still happening, which we always see on social media. And we did our March Madness bracket. This is where we put K-dramas that we've seen against each other in a bracket competition to make the ultimate K-drama come out on top. Which, I get that system doesn't really work.
No, it does not.
But it was fun to do. We did it twice. And it, whatever. We made up reasons as to why a certain K-drama should win over another. And it's all arbitrary and doesn't matter.
It
so
really doesn't.
It's great.
And we've also had a bunch of music recommendations in terms of curating our playlist picks of the week and proof that there's a K-pop song for every mood.
And a K-drama OST for every mood as well. We've done, as we said, movie reviews, news and upcoming K-drama, like
ever-changing.
Plugs, which, like, we were doing that nearly monthly in season two, where it was like, here's what's coming out next month, because there were just so many things and we kind of knew about them ahead of time. And we did concert debriefs.
Yeah.
Because we saw Eric Nam, Woosung, Epic High a few times and had some shenanigans around the K-pop concert experiences that we've had. And we even had a guest appearance from Dad.
Yep.
After he finished watching his first K-drama, our only guest for right now.
Right?
Who knows? We might have more guests. I don't know. And we've really proven to provide some K-drama recommendations for every season, genre, mood, vibe, anything.
If
there's
a
K-drama rec.
If you're, you know, a veteran K-drama watcher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've struggled through the old ones and if you've floated through the new ones, you know, we've got things that we can recommend. Like, this is kind of like this one, or you know, and we've seen a lot of actors along the way, and a lot of we've really like locked in on a few actors that we really like, which is great. And we've also laughed a lot.
Yeah.
Not to mention all of the stumbling over words that don't make it into the episode.
Right.
So enjoy the next minute of our season one and season two never before heard blooper reels. All right, ready?
Yeah.
And each week we will give you a deep dive on a K-drama that we're currently... Sorry.
Get. Oh. I'm sorry about your Spy by Family vibes.
We are a podcast made for fans of K-dramas and K-pop and all things Korean entertainment.
Sorry.
And then, how do I say that? So in music nudes, we have nudes.
Ooh, blooper reel.
Oh, no. Keep up with when we are coming back for season two. We'll announce it
season
there first. Frick. All right.
Grim Reapers. So, are we going to wait for the siren to go?
Oh my god. All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Must you?
Oh god. All right. Our leading lady.
What? Hey.
She wanted to be heard. So, I feel like that's a really good description.
Right? Thank you. But unfortunately, if that car could fucking...
I think it stopped.
Mother. Anyways, Mom thinks instead of... I'm sorry.
That was too aggressive.
Okay, so for even more on what we think of what... Yes. And on the 24th of August, Seo Ji-hee. Say her name. In the days leading up to the 1998. Fuck. The description says, in the days leading up to the 1988 Seoul Olympics, a ragtag team of drag couldn't get through it. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed that trip down memory lane. And thank you for listening to all of our episodes. We appreciate you, and we're excited to continue on with season 3.
Yeah.
To get to 200 episodes.
Oh my God.
Maybe not. There's a reason we're bi-weekly now.
Right.
Anyways, as we said, today let's go through our movie review of My Name is Lo Kiwon, which is available to stream on Netflix. So again, if you've been with us and you're nervous about spoilers, now would definitely be the time to leave.
Yeah.
But leave and come back.
Yes, bookmark it, come back.
Yeah. Otherwise, who is in My Name is Lo Kiwon?
So, the cast that we have here is Mr. Song Joon-ki, who we've seen in Vincenzo and Reborn Rich, as well as others. And we also have Choi Seung-yoon, who has been in Startup and The Sound of Magic, and Jo Han-chul, who was in Vincenzo and Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha, and so many others as well.
So many others. Yeah. Good. Good casting.
Yeah.
And the description reads, a defector is desperate for survival when he meets a former professional athlete who's lost her will to live. The film dives into the pair's unlikely bond amidst near impossible challenges, and it is a devastating battle of survival. Now, first of all, the emotional damage of this movie, unlike others. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like it so clearly showed, you know, you have an immigrant who's trying to make it, but also, like, defecting is a big
issue. Different realm, yeah.
And so just the very raw, very realistic view of Song Joon-ki as a homeless man was emotional damage.
It was heavy kind of all around.
The family tragedies and overall just, like, trying to make it and
trying to just live somewhere else.
Oh, my God.
I think the thing that really got me was, especially when he goes to his first interview to get residency, basically a resident permit of sorts. And his next interview is scheduled for a year from that point.
Yeah, like, how helpful is that? That's not helpful at all.
Now there's nowhere to be.
Yeah.
And definitely a struggle.
Going into sleeping in a public bathroom and eating whatever you can find and just really
dire times.
Devastating.
Yeah, very
as well.
Harsh times.
And I would say survival is kind of the theme of this movie. Mm-hmm. It's not a happy movie.
Nope.
And it's not super heartwarming, I would say. And it's a little over 2 hours in length. And to be fair, very different role for Mr. Song Joon-ki.
Yes. Yep.
No action. I thought that there would be, like, more action. There was fighting and
and a chase scene.
Yeah. I thought there would be a bit more of a, like, I don't know,
actively hunted defector status.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that is what I was expecting. Mm. Which he wasn't hunted. He was just struggling to live at all. Yeah, and then, it was just, like, heartbreaking when he starts to make these friendships that you think are genuine, but then everybody has their own struggles and their own battle of survival, and so there's kind of this pitting against one another. Oh, I don't want to lose what I have, but I can't really help you, right? So really not a happy film.
No.
But I would say he did a really good job. And I liked her as well. Choi Seung-eun. I don't honestly remember her in Startup or The Sound of Magic.
I feel like I do for Startup more so than The Sound of Magic. But only, like, it's been so long since I've seen
it. It has been a long time since before we started this podcast 3 years ago. 100 episodes ago. How are we to remember? But I thought she did great. And, you know, it's nice when you see actors who have worked together before. Mm-hmm. Song Joon-ki and Jo Han-chul. Like, they've worked together before, and they both just bring this, like, authenticity to it. But I liked that seeing them in this role, it was very much like, ooh, like, these are so different. Like, it just feels so dire. That came across really well, but it is sad.
It's not for the faint of heart, really.
No. It's a little rough. Overall, like, I liked it. Would I watch it again? No.
No, I think once was enough.
Once was jarring enough. But also, I think if you're a fan of Song Joon-ki, like,
yeah, you definitely have to
check it out. You have to watch it, you know? Because I think coming off of his Reborn Rich High, which that also was different for him, different role, and, you know, more serious.
And Jo-Hyun Chul was in that as well.
It's true.
So,
yeah.
Crazy.
So, like, coming off of Reborn Rich and going into another very serious role, it just felt like, wow, like, this mm-hmm. is a lot
going on. This is not Descendants of the Sun, like, we have our happy moments.
No, no, we're not joking around. No. There are no happy moments in this
very
movie.
Very few.
So that was my thought, is I'm just like, wow, this is a lot of emotional damage and heavier than I thought it would be, but like different than I thought, because I thought he was going to be actively hunted.
Right.
And it would be like, oh, a battle for survival from, you know, hiding from these people. But more it's just like, no, battle for survival in this society where I'm trying to make it.
Right.
And
where
you
the
know,
system is kind of failing
the
me
system
and trying
is bad.
To
yeah.
make it here.
Oof. But it was all right, you know.
It was like, I don't sorry. Regret watching it.
Would I recommend it? Probably not.
Not as a first choice.
No. I can think of other Korean movies that I would recommend above this one with very different storylines. Right. So like, I can't even recommend something similar because this is just such a bummer. But good for Song Joong-ki. You know, I think that he's really proving to be like a very serious actor now mm-hmm. and in movies. I think he does well, but I'm like, I miss him in a K-drama. Like, yeah. I just, like, movies are great and that's fine, whatever. But I just feel like he just shines so well in a K-drama.
Yeah.
But that's fine. You know, I'd rather see him for 16 hours.
It's because, yeah, you want to see him for more time.
For more time and have the character, you know, go over different mm-hmm. timelines rather than just this very sad portion of time. Yeah, I mean, like, it cut to 1 year later, mm-hmm. but even then I was like, we worked so hard and we were just stuck in all of the like trenches of mm-hmm. trying to make it out. So anyways, happy ending, but very sad movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that is our review of My Name is Lo Kyuan. Feel free to check it out if you're in for, you know, a little bit of a bummer of a movie, but that's fine. And so what were you watching last night?
Well, I've been slowly making my way through My Mister.
Very
which
good.
Which has been very good and intriguing. It's definitely a slow burn in this moment of
no,
where I'm
it's,
at.
Okay, so it's such a slow burn, but it's one of those where this is a very, very slow burn, but it's so worth it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like you're like what, halfway through?
I'm less than halfway through.
Yeah, keep working on it. It's so great. And then we're both watching Dr. Slump, which has been great.
That one, it has upheld the 2-episode test.
It sure has.
Because the thing is, it gets, now My Demon has scarred us because it won the test, right? Made it, did it,
made it,
colors.
Passed it.
Now, and then, you know, afterward it was rough, but now with Dr. Slump, it is holding its own.
It's
easy
so
to
good.
Press play.
Yeah.
We look forward to it every week.
Exactly. We're keeping up with it, like, as it's dropping. Like, usually when we say, like, oh, yeah, we're keeping up with it. No, I'm like, no, it's the day that it dropped. We need to watch this episode. Yeah. So that's been great. We have been slowly making our way through Soundtrack 2 as well on Disney Plus, which I'm enjoying. Yeah. I think it's funny. It's a little lighthearted. It's also 40-minute episodes where you're like, I can just squeeze one in. Yeah. You know, it's like not a big deal. And I like the story as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, my little payback, because I've been watching something that I haven't told you about.
What are you watching?
And I'm more than halfway through, which is a lot because it's got 20 episodes. So I'm on episode 11 of Sky Castle.
Yes! Yeah.
Yes, I've been holding this as a secret for the last like 2 weeks. Yeah. It's been killing me.
No, but it's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah,
Oh my God, Sky Castle. If you're not familiar, you should start watching it. It's an older one from like 2018, mm-hmm. I think, but it has the girl from Extraordinary You,
yes, yep.
which I was like, oh, right. I like forgot about that. But it's about these families in this, like, the community of living for doctors and their families. So the doctor's kids are working toward going into medical school. And so all of these families are like, you know, in competition with one another. There's so much drama.
To get the best tutors.
Oh my God.
You know,
there's so much drama, and there's a suicide that happens at the very beginning or the end of episode one that, like, launches this family and every family in the community into, like, chaos. Mm-hmm. And it's continued to be chaos. I'm enjoying it so much.
Oh, good.
Because it has, you know, I like a school-based drama, but it's also, like, I don't know, just, like, so much family drama.
There's so many different perspectives, because you have the perspectives of the dads versus the moms
versus
the kids,
tutors who are like launched into this drama tornado,
yeah,
which I I'm loving it. So anyways, I've kept that a secret. It's been killing me because I've been wanting to talk to you about it.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you you're watching something. Okay,
no, because you do this to me if you haven't been with us. We added this segment in season 2, I think, because every other time we would talk, you're like, oh yeah, I finished this one. I'm like, there's a reason that she's 131 K-dramas finished and I'm at 115. Is because you're just like, oh, light lift, light work. I finished this, finished that. Now, also, we like different genres, but that's right. Neither here nor there. However,
it is a little here nor there.
No.
Just saying.
I guess. But also, I've been holding this and it's been absolutely killing me. So it's so good to tell you because I wanted to talk to you about it because it's so good. I like it so much. I remember Namjoon, RM of BTS, was watching it. And I remember I started it back in like 2018 when it was airing. And because it was on Viki originally. Now it's on Netflix, but it was on Viki originally. And I remember RM talking about it. He's like, yes, I'm keeping up with Sky Castle. It's so good. Right? In his V Lives. Ugh, when we used to have V Live, yeah. Miss those. Now it's Weverse and no one likes it. Anyways, but he would talk about it on his lives and I was like, oh, what is this? And I remember I watched episodes 1 and 2 and then we were watching other things at the time. I think, honestly, this was around the time that I was watching Viki on my phone.
Yes.
And it was around the time that we were watching Pinocchio.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Park Shin-hee.
Yes.
And Lee Jung-suk. So anyways, which was really bad. Really old one.
But
it ended up getting really good. He just had really bad hair for the first six episodes.
That's fine.
So, you know, I started it way back then, and now I'm, like, kicking myself that I didn't watch it at the same time that everybody else was.
At the same rate, when I first started Sky Castle, it was a little bit like, oh my god, okay, who are all the players here? Like, and trying to
get caught up. I felt that too, but now
it goes away real quick.
Watching it this time, like, I didn't skip the first two episodes. I wouldn't remember. So I rewatched it, and I don't know, I had a completely different, like, mindset about it. I was like, oh, this is this person. Like, I was able to, I don't know, I think maybe I just had a lot going on back then.
And I think there's something, too, where we have gotten used to kind of being introduced to a bunch of people at once.
So quickly.
Like, K-drama casts and the characters. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and you know what I was thinking as I was like, it's almost like how Our Blues introduced, Our Blues, that K-drama is about multiple families on Jeju Island, and they're all kind of interspersed and interconnected and all of that, but they, you know, you were able to kind of get with it really quickly, and this, I feel like, after watching something like that, and watching 115 K-dramas, I was able to be like, oh, okay, these people are the couple, this is the mom and dad of this kid, like,
yeah.
And it's so funny, because they do talk like that, right, where they're like, oh, you're this person's mom, and so it goes by, like, the student's name, like, the kid's name, right. And then they're the parent, not their parent name. Yeah. So you have to learn, like, the kid's name and then associate them with the parents and then learn the parent's name. Like, oh my god. No wonder I had such issues back then. What? But anyways, I'm enjoying it, and that's my little surprise.
Oh, well, very good. Very nice.
But what is our playlist pick of the week?
So our playlist pick of the week is Shopper by IU. Her whole album, like, the what she's going on tour with right now, is so good.
It is good. It's exciting to have IU kind of back in the music world. Obviously, you're watching her in My Mister.
Yes.
But she's an excellent actress, and I just watched her for a very long time in Hotel de Luna. like all of season 2. Anyways, but it's exciting to have her back, and her tour seems super fun.
Yeah.
She opened in Seoul last week, not that long ago, and New Jeans opened for her, and it's just so cool. Like, it seems like a really cool concert. She is coming to the States. We are not going, unfortunately, but seems super cool, and her music's great. So check out Shopper by IU. Any final thoughts on our 100th episode?
It feels both like a long time and a short time all at once. Like when you list out all the statistics of all the different things we've been doing these past few seasons, I'm like, well, yeah. And it is funny because when I think about K-dramas, and I think we've talked about this previously, when I think about certain K-dramas, it brings me back to the time I was watching it.
Yeah, like where you were, what you were doing at the time.
And so I think it's nice to have this kind of audio file, if you would, of where we were a year ago.
I know.
And what we were watching, and like
that's
2 years
wild.
Ago. It's like, it's kind of
mind
boggling.
It's true. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the fact that we had an episode a week. 52 episodes.
Who were we trying to impress?
What, yeah, what were we doing? Anyways, we're bi-weekly now.
Yeah.
And it's working pretty well for us. So anyways, thank you for joining us on our little walk down memory lane, and thank you for listening. And I hope you can, you know, join us next week and forevermore. This is not the last episode. No. It's sounding like it's the last episode. It's not. We are going to continue because there's way too much happening.
Forever.
So be sure to follow us on Instagram, as always, at KCompanionPod to keep up with all the things we have going on. Have a great day, night, and week, and we'll catch you next time.